Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American studies, as well as news from Indian country. In Louise Erdrich's elegant nonfiction text, Books and Islands in Ojibwe Country, Traveling in the Land of My Ancestors, the Anishinaabe author writes, "There are four spirit women who take care of all the waters of the world. One woman cares for the oceans of salt water. A second woman cares for the freshwater lakes, streams, and rivers. Yet a third woman cares for the waters inside of women that surround and cushion their babies. The fourth woman looks after the rains, the clouds, the storms, the waters of the sky." In the year 2000, an Anishinaabe elder by the name of Josephine Mendaman from Wacomicon Unceded Territory heard a Madewawin chief talk about these women's roles with the water and how water is going to be so very expensive in 30 years. At the end of his talk, this chief asked the group that was gathered, "What are you going to do about it?" Mendaman took that question very seriously. And according to the website MotherEarthWaterWalk.com, the annual Women's Water Walk was chosen for the spring because of the natural regrowth of our natural habitat. It is a time for renewal, regrowth, and rebirth. It was the spring of 2003 when the first Women's Water Walk took place. Several women from different clans came together to raise awareness that clean and clear water is being polluted by chemicals, vehicle emissions, motorboats, sewage disposal, agriculture pollutions, and residential usage. It is taking a toll on water quality. Madaban states, "Water is precious and sacred. It is one of the basic elements needed for all life to exist." Mendaman has since led multiple water walks around all five of the Great Lakes and even more waterways. She herself has walked over 10,000 miles. Mendaman recently led a group of water walkers through the central Upper Peninsula. Josephine Mendaman reflects on both the fortitude and humility of any grandmother protecting her grandchildren. However, her mission to bring awareness to clean the waters will in fact help to protect all future generations to come. Is there a topic that you would like to hear on Anishinaabe Radio News? Share your ideas and suggestions on the NMU Center for Native American Studies Facebook page or email cnas@nmu.edu. Miigwech and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU FM.